B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
All right, so I was just, joking around saying that, if I'm going to get corona, I might as well just get it now. You know what I'm saying? I say that partly in jest. I don't want to get it. And I definitely wouldn't do this that they're doing in Alabama, which is stupid, but it's Alabama. Like, it's college students from Alabama. It's surprising, not shocking at all. Yeah. So now Alabama has been seeing a giant spike in COVID infections, even though they had stay-at-home orders, all that crap. They realize that a lot of it is college-age people who have admitted to attending parties, trying to see who can catch the virus first. So, I don't know the rules because I wasn't invited to one of these, but I'm assuming somebody had it, or they assume. They're like, if we get a bunch of people enough together, probably one of us has it. And then they made bets. I don't know. Were they coughing in each other's faces? Is that what they were doing?
The details of the party are not really clear. But what they were doing was putting a bunch of money. So as a gambler, it sounds exciting, but I would never go to this extent. They were putting money in a pot.
Yeah.
Getting all these people together for a party. Trying to infect one another.
Right.
So I'm guessing coughing, maybe having, switching
just
drinks.
Sharing everything. Yes. Yeah.
And taking bets.
Doing regular party type of stuff that you, before COVID, where we didn't care.
Yes.
We touched everybody.
So each person was trying to get it, and because you're betting on yourself.
Right.
So I'm putting in $100. I'm betting that I'm going to get it before anybody else.
Yeah.
So the person who actually gets it first gets all the money in the pot.
So I'm assuming you'd have to show a positive COVID test.
Yes. The first person to get the positive COVID test.
So one, Romero, no.
Right.
No. Absolutely not. Just throwing that out there. Because I know where you're going. No, we're not doing it.
No, you don't want an invitation.
No.
No, we shouldn't do it in here.
And you all wonder why I don't want to leave my house.
I know.
You wonder.
It really doesn't sound crazy.
Because we got stupid people here, too.
Yeah.
There's stupid people everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
you mean what?
Well, I'm trying to think this out.
You're trying to make it logical.
I'm trying to think about this out loud. I see where they're coming from with it. Okay, you're going to make some money, and you're just getting infected with it right away. Then you could probably take the precautions, as opposed to getting surprised with it.
Oh, they're probably thinking your mentality. Like, we're going to get it eventually.
Yeah.
So why not, let's be in charge of our own destiny type of thing.
Yeah.
And make some money at the same time.
I can't just because I don't want to be as dumb as somebody from Alabama. I can't agree with this. Give me some time and I'll find something wrong with it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.